Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Shout to the Lord, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Lord is My Light, from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33.
Oh, we've got reason to shout unto the Lord, for He is so worthy to be praised.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of Your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
book of Matthew, chapter 14, and verses 22 through 23. We're talking about the Lord is my light. I think today we can truly say that we're living in dark times when it seems like the end times events are occurring at a rapid rate that it's hard, you know, really for our minds to comprehend, because it is so aggressive in what we're seeing happening within our world. We find that the Mideast is aflame with revolt, and there's upheaval everywhere, and terrorist attacks. Now, it used to be maybe every several months or several times a year. Now it's become a weekly event from that standpoint, and a daily news media feed that's on the television, news alerts that are coming out all the time about the issues of terrorist attacks. That's not only in foreign soil, but it's also on the soil of our nation also. So we know today beyond a shadow of a doubt that our nation is on shaky ground with the economy that's got the greatest debt load that it has ever had. We also, unknowing to the American public, we found out this past week that our president paid $400 million to Iran, and it's basically a hostage money situation that has been tried to explain away. It is what it is. Money, can you imagine, pallets of $400 million on pallets at night, miraculously flown to a country that hates us and that basically would love the opportunity to either cut us, cut our throats or shoot us to death, to destroy us. I really find that a little bit hard to comprehend. I listened to the speech last week and I thought, man, I don't know what planet you came from, but it's not Earth. This makes no sense. But we're not only facing those issues, but we're facing issues where unborn babies are being aborted every day, where we've chosen in our nation that we feel like it's okay now for men to marry men and women to marry women and all these things pertaining to homosexuality. That's still an abomination unto the Lord, His Word, and God does not sanction, endorse our government, our nation, our states, and all our courts may endorse it, but God has never endorsed it from that standpoint. And, you know, what is happening is these dark times and these places that we're in our society, people are afraid and they're filled with fear. I mean, it's a dark time in America. And it's not only a dark time in America, it's a dark time across the globe. Folks, there's something about the darkness of night that causes us to be paralyzed with fear. Something that grips us. You know, you'll watch the news media feeds and you read the articles and you hear all the reports, and it grips you with worry and fear if you're not cautious and realize that if you know your Bible, it's a part of what God's plan said will happen just before the grand arrival of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that will rapture out the church, and in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed and in the presence of God. So the Bible has a lot to say about light and darkness. Unfortunately, we live in a world today where it's hard to tell the difference between the two, between light and darkness. The Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? What fellowship, I believe is the word that the word uses, does light have with darkness? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm glad, as Paul said in the book of Colossians, Christ has delivered us from the power of darkness, and we have been delivered by the power and the grace of our great God. Now, what power does darkness have? You may ask that question. Darkness has the power to bind you up in fear. You are literally scared to death because you are worried about the future and what it holds. Have you read the Word of God? And realize God holds the future, not the American government, nor any other nation of the world. God is still in control, and He is orchestrating the events that are taking place that is going to bring about that great day of deliverance that we are going to experience when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords appears and we are raptured out of this world and we're in the presence of God. So the question is, why are we filled with fear? Why are we filled with worry? I mean, today, why are we today? Are we letting darkness paralyze us today with all the things that we are facing in life? Darkness blurs your vision. And it will keep you from the good things of what God is trying to do in your life. We become so consumed and so overwhelmed and so taken by what is happening, we fail to focus upon the Lord. We fail to look to Him. We fail to trust Him. We fail to live for Him from the standpoint of surrendering our life and knowing that God is still in control. So that being the case today, we've got to realize who is the light of the world and who's not. Well, let me tell you who the light of the world is. His name is Jesus. He is the light of the world. And it's declared because He said He is the Son who will set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. So hallelujah. Jesus came to set you free. To free you from the world. To free you from Satan. To free you from bondage. To free you from sin. To free you from your flesh. To free you from yourself. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we have such a God that will free us from darkness, that will free us from the power of fear, that will free us today from the chains that bind us. So today, God wants you to be liberated. And friend, today, not by government, and today, not by political candidates, but by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He can set you free. So King David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Amen. So I want you to experience what David experienced. Are you hearing me today? I want you to experience what David experienced. I want you to experience the freedom that you have in Christ. Today, God wants to free you. God wants to bless you. God wants to lift you up. Listen today. He's still on the throne. And today, you're letting Satan bind you up. You're letting him destroy your life. You're letting him rip out your testimony. You've let him take your shout. Hallelujah. Where's the revival in the church? Where y'all at this morning? Y'all the deadest people I've heard all weekend. Have you realized and failed to see that God's still on the throne? He wants you to experience that He is the light of the world. He is your helper. He is your deliverer. He is your God. He'll never fail you. He's brought you out of all the past of your wretched life and has brought you into the glorious deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. But if we don't experience it, then we fail in the blessing that God has for us. But David said this, "I cried unto the Lord, and He delivered me from all my fears." Oh, I don't know what you're facing. Maybe today what you're facing is a physical dilemma in your life. Maybe today it's spiritual. Maybe today it's financial. Maybe it's emotional. Maybe today it's even relational. But you can be assured that the light of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who supplies and provides what we can't provide for ourselves.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.